Hello and welcome to this Proms Plus programme, in which in 20 or so short, packed minutes, we're going to examine the achievement of Wilfred Owen, the poet who, more than any other, created the idea of the First World War in the popular literary imagination, and who made huge strides towards a new language to describe and interpret conditions that had never been experienced before. And his work inspired Britain's War Requiem. Joining me on stage here at the Royal College of Music are two of our leading poets, Michael Longley and Fred Degas. So, Michael, Wilfred Owen once famously said that his subject was war and the pity of war, and the poetry is in the pity. And do you think that's why Britain found his work so inspiring?
I think it is, really. Britain chose his own poems very carefully. The problem with Owen's poetry, if you're a composer, is that the poetry itself is so intensely musical that it doesn't leave a lot of space for a composer's music. How he fitted in music between these intense, dense, verbally rich lines, I don't know.
But in one way, Britain and Owen were an unlikely pairing, because Owen was a soldier who lost his life in the conflict and Britain was a lifelong pacifist.
Yes, I don't think that makes any difference. I wouldn't say in Owen there's anything bellicose.
No.
He's a reluctant soldier. And he's a young man of genius who, as you rightly say, gave us a sense of the nightmare of the trenches and of this extraordinary waste. I think that he and Britain would have found themselves in deep accord about much.
So, Fred, when did you first come across Wilfred Owen's poetry?
I was in secondary school, Charlton Boys Secondary School, and my English teacher, Jeff Hardy, who actually happens to be here, introduced me to Wilfred Owen and his poetry. And as Michael was saying, it's the music that strikes you, and it's mostly a lament before you understand the arguments that are submerged in the poems. You get a sense of a soul crying out.
Segment 1.
Hello and welcome to this Proms Plus programme, in which in 20 or so short, packed minutes, we're going to examine the achievement of Wilfred Owen, the poet who, more than any other, created the idea of the First World War in the popular literary imagination, and who made huge strides towards a new language to describe and interpret conditions that had never been experienced before. And his work inspired Britain's War Requiem. Joining me on stage here at the Royal College of Music are two of our leading poets, Michael Longley and Fred Degas. So, Michael, Wilfred Owen once famously said that his subject was war and the pity of war, and the poetry is in the pity. And do you think that's why Britain found his work so inspiring?
Segment 2.
I think it is, really. Britain chose his own poems very carefully. The problem with Owen's poetry, if you're a composer, is that the poetry itself is so intensely musical that it doesn't leave a lot of space for a composer's music. How he fitted in music between these intense, dense, verbally rich lines, I don't know.
But in one way, Britain and Owen were an unlikely pairing, because Owen was a soldier who lost his life in the conflict, and Britain was a lifelong pacifist.
Segment 3.
Yes, I don't think that makes any difference. I wouldn't say in Owen there's anything bellicose.
No.
He's a reluctant soldier. And he's a young man of genius, who, as you rightly say, gave us a sense of the nightmare of the trenches and of this extraordinary waste.
Segment 4.
I think that he and Britain would have found themselves in deep accord about much.
So, Fred, when did you first come across Milford Owen's poetry?
I was in secondary school, Charlton Boys Secondary School, and my English teacher, Jeff Hardy, who actually happens to be here, introduced me to Wilfred Owen and his poetry. And as Michael was saying, it's the music that strikes you, and it's mostly a lament before you understand the arguments that are submerged in the poems. You get a sense of a soul crying out.